KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, top of the news today, Amador County fire crews had a busy night last night. Just before 8 o'clock, crews were dispatched to a reported residential structure fire off Highlands Drive in Sutter Creek. Luckily, when units arrived, they discovered the source of the smoke-filled air was just the residents of the home holding a barbecue. Later in the evening, just after 9:30, a vegetation fire was reported off Buena Vista Road near the intersection of Highway 88 in San Joaquin County. First reported at 2 to 3 acres in grass with possible power lines down, fire crews were able to attack and stop the forward progress of the fire at less than 3/4 of an acre. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Both CAL FIRE and local fire officials remind us we're now entering into the two most deadly fire months in recent history, and everyone should continue to be fire safe and fire conscious.
And the Ione Police Department would like to alert the public of a phone scam making the rounds. Yesterday, Ione PD received a call that a citizen in the Comanche area received a scam phone call from a 954 area code. The call was an automated message and informed the citizen they had won money from the city of Ione. Well, the message also requested the citizen type in their social security number. Ione Police and Amador Sheriff Office remind the public to be aware this is a scam. If you receive a similar call, please don't give out any personal info. Report the call immediately to Ione Police or Amador Sheriff Dispatch at 223-6513.
And a trial date of March 4th has been set for a Calaveras County man accused of shooting and killing his son. David Bilgerback, charged with first-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, assault with a firearm, and gross negligence of discharging a firearm, could serve a maximum sentence of more than 2 life sentences if convicted. Judge Susan Harlan set a pretrial conference for later this month on the 30th, followed by a trial readiness conference on February 28th and a trial confirmation conference on March 3rd. The trial is expected to last 2 and 2.5 weeks, including extra time allotted for jury selection. Both the prosecution and defense agreed the jury selection process may take longer than normal due to the family living in the area for such a long time. Bilgerback is accused of shooting his 19-year-old son, Cole Bilgerback, near his Avery Auto Body Shop back in 2017.
And a Calaveras County woman arrested in connection with a fire that burned behind Valley Springs Elementary School earlier this month. Following the investigation into the August 9th fire that burned 3.5 acres of grass behind the elementary school, 21-year-old Leanna Corpening of Valley Springs was arrested. Multiple units, including aircraft, responded to the blaze, which was reported in the afternoon of the 9th near Pine and West Daphne Streets. No structures threatened. There were no injuries reported. Now Corpening now faces charges of a reckless cause of a fire and resisting arrest. Her case has been reported to the Calaveras DA's office for review.
How well are you connected in our community? How much do you know about the support and services available? The Commission on Aging and Amador County Behavioral Health invite you to learn more about the resources, businesses, and services offered in our county by attending a Community Health and Resource Fair tomorrow, August 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Castle Village Mobile Home Park on West Marlette Street in Ione. You can talk with representatives from a wide range of health and wellness sources, including Amador Transit, the Resource Connection, NAMI, Veterans Resources, Amador Senior Center, In-Home Supportive Services, Operation Care, Public Health, Common Ground, Amador Stars, Hospice, Amador Lifeline, and more. This event is free, and everyone in the community is welcome to attend. For more information, contact Brandy McCann. Brandy's number is 296-5588.
And the Jackson Firefighters back at it again, teaming up with Amador Stars, selling their one-of-a-kind shirts. These shirts designed by the firefighters themselves. All money raised goes directly to Amador Stars to battle cancer here in Amador County. Now, all the proceeds do stay right here in Amador County and assist in the transportation to and from medical appointments, as well as other support functions for those in need. Over the past 7 years, Jackson Fire Department has sold nearly 1,000 of the custom-designed shirts. Again, this year, there are a number of style and color options available. To purchase, visit custominc.com/fundraising/JacksonFire2019. And speaking of Jackson Fire Department and Amador Stars, we got a call confirming Leland will be in the dunk tank booth. He is very excited. He's inviting all his friends to come dunk him at Camp Out for Cancer. So thank you, Leland.
Band Against Cancer.
Band Against Cancer.
Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program booklets are now available at the Amador Senior Center. The booklets are provided to individuals 60 years of age and older who are on a limited income. The program allows seniors to purchase fresh produce at local farmers markets. Qualified seniors will receive a booklet with five $4 coupons redeemable at any farmers market during the season, which runs through September. For details, contact Nettie at the Amador Senior Center, 223-0442. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.